you so very, very much, and what a privilege and an honor to be with you in the house of the Lord. I could have just kept listening to those kids sing. My, now you're here with them all the time, but when you're gone a few months, when you're here all the time, you don't see the change. But when you're gone a few months and you see these little kids, Coley is sitting down here, and we fell in love with her when she was 6 years old. And she's still here. It's quite a change now from Pipsqueak. How many of you remember when she played Pipsqueak? Anybody? And I saw one of the little ones over here. I told my wife, I said, that's the Pipsqueak. I think that was your little, well, not your littlest, but the littlest next to the littlest. The littlest one's still not able to. And the next one, my goodness. If you kids keep doing this, I'm going to wind up getting old. It's amazing. I used to go to the doctor sometimes, you know, and the doctor always looked old. Some of you know where I'm going, don't you? And it dawned on me one day, that doctor looked like a kid. We used to go to Luby's when they had there where Ralph and Cuckoo's is, and we'd look at one another and says, nobody eats here but old people. and they really did. And we looked at ourselves one day, and still just old people eat there. It's amazing. Time waits for no one. I tell folks a lot of times, time is like the little game of hide and seek. Anybody ever play that game? Time is like that. It really is. It waits for no one. Ready or not, here I come. And I want to preach to you. I am so honored and I'm so thrilled to see all of you great folks again. And Brother Crosswhite called me the other day and asked me if I would fill in for him this morning, and I almost did not. I've almost quit preaching out because last year, let me just tell you how good God's been to us. We retired 11 years ago this month as pastor because God had been dealing with us about retiring as pastor and preaching and encouraging pastors and churches. So we did. And we had very few weekends off in 10 years. That's highly unusual to be able to go that long and still be in demand. Last year, my wife and I both, and I'll let you sit down in just a minute. I'm about to read the word. Last year, my wife and I both, and it's amazing God dealt with both of us when it was time to retire. And last year, God dealt with both of us. It's time to hang it up. And so it's amazing, the end of last year, preachers quit calling. And you say, well, that's strange. No, because God spoke to us, and we're perfectly happy with it. There's still a few that I will preach for, but as far as staying busy, I told the church at Huntington, I said, I'm perfectly happy to be here with you folks. But I'm perfectly happy to be here with you folks. Thank you for the honor. And I want to mention something to you. I got home from church Wednesday night and was removing my jacket, getting ready from the evening service. And God never ceases to amaze me, folks. You that are young in the Lord, I pray that it's that way with you, that God never ceases to amaze you. And I removed my coat, and all of a sudden, the Lord just spoke to me. And I told Sister Schubert, I said, you know what? She said, what? And I said, I feel like the Lord just spoke to me. She said, really? And I'll tell you just in a minute what he said. Let me go into the word of the Lord, okay? I'm going to be reading in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, then I'm going to 1 Thessalonians and then to Revelation. And I feel that God has laid this on my heart. I feel that I've heard from the Lord. So I want to share something with you today that I feel strongly that God has really laid on my heart. And I feel that when you leave this place today in prayer, I pray that you will be so encouraged that you will be looking forward and excited about what's about to happen. Folks, I'm not saying nobody knows when the trumpet's going to sound, but I believe it could be at any time. Our president made a statement the other day, and I don't think it was intentional. I think it was a slip up. He said, "I'm seeing when we could do away with the dollar. We are headed for one world currency. We are headed for one world government." You say, you could get 10 preachers today and talk about when the trumpet's going to sound and probably get 10 different opinions. Oh, there shouldn't be but three. There is pre-trib, mid-trib, and post-trib. It does not matter what you believe. The important thing is live for God, and when the trumpet sounds, you'll be all right. Now, I believe in pre-trib, but I want to tell you, I've taught my church for years, just live for God and everything's going to be all right. When that trumpet sounds, you're going to be caught up to be with the Lord in the air. All right, 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 51. "Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, Death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin, and the strength of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as you know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Jumping over to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, beginning at verse number 15. "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Revelation chapter 21, verse 4. "And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow, nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Lord, I love you from the depths of my soul. And I humbly ask you today, preach through this vocal cords and these feeble lips of clay, and speak the words that need to be spoken the way they need to be spoken, God, to inspire, to uplift, to encourage, and to bless this precious people, I pray. I ask it all for the glory and in the name of Jesus, the great God and Savior. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Please be seated this morning. And with the help of the Lord, I want to preach to you. And this is what I feel that the Lord spoke to me Wednesday night after service. This ain't fake news. Fake means to make something seem real by deception or really by any method that you can. We are living in an era of time when you don't really know what to believe. There have been newsmen that have lost their jobs by filing false, just outright lies. But I want to tell somebody today, I've come to you, and Paul said, I say this by the word of the Lord. So God said, I want you to tell them that it's not fake news you're bringing today. This is real. It's unadulterated. It's not been watered down. It's not make-believe. It's not fairy tale. Ladies and gentlemen, it is going to happen. The trumpet is going to sound. And in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, we're going to be caught up to meet the Lord. Oh, it is amazing what Paul said. I told my wife the other day, I said, you know what? You don't hear hell preached much anymore. And then I thought, you don't hear this preached much anymore. You don't hear much about the rapture or heaven. But as surely as there is a hell, there is also a heaven. And let me tell you, I know sometimes we are human. And sometimes I look at surround it. Some of you are like me. You've been in this battle. You've been in the race a long time. Some of you haven't been in it very long. But can I tell you, it doesn't matter how long you've been in, how many battles you've fought. The important is hang in there and stay with it. Can I tell you, heaven is going to be worth it all when it's all said and done. May I tell you, the joy and the peace and everything the Bible said, I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for those that love him. You cannot begin to imagine a place where there's never a problem, never a pain, never anything but joy and peace in the Lord. Oh, this ain't fake, folks. If I were to go start at this side or this side, and I were to ask you, how many of you have some kind of problem? I doubt there would be anybody that would say, I don't have any kind of problem. And if I were to ask you, how many of you has any kind of pain or health issue? Probably 90% at least would say, I've got some kind of health issue. Brother Purtle, we cannot imagine not a problem. You can't imagine not getting up going to work in the morning. That's just life. You cannot imagine the light bill not coming in. You cannot imagine waking up. My wife told me not long ago she's got some problems, health. And she said, I got up. And for the first time in a long time, nothing hurt. Can I tell you, folks, we're going to leave the pain behind. We're going to leave the problem behind. We're going to leave the dirty dishes behind. This ain't fairy tale. This ain't fake. It's reality. And God impressed me. Share with you today the reality. I've come to tell you, hang on a little while longer. It's going to sound and the dead in Christ are going to rise. But we're going to be caught up with them. So hang on. This ain't fake. Oh my. I have a garden and I have daylilies that I grow, and this has been the worst year for weeds, and I'm not the only one that say, I've heard others say that it's ever been. My wife and me talk about it. I probably will strike a note here in a minute. But my wife said, I hope there ain't no nut grass in heaven. Anybody aware of what nut grass is? Mm-hmm. It's a demon, isn't it? And But let me tell you something, folks. I really, you can't either. We can't imagine it. And it dawned on me the other day. I know I've read this. I've heard it. I've preached it without ever really thinking about it. And I told my wife, I said, and I'm probably fixing to blow somebody's mind. I said, you know what? And she never knows what's coming when I do that. I said, I guess we're going to have the same body. And she looked at me. The Bible talks about the graves being opened. If we weren't going to have the same body. Now, wait a minute. You say, I don't want this thing. It's going to be absolutely changed. There won't be not one imperfection in that body, because God's going to give you an overhaul from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Ladies and gentlemen, let me tell you, I've come to tell you, there ain't going to be a problem in that body. But the Bible said we will know as we are known. Can I tell you, I'm looking forward to that day when I see loved ones, but most of all, I want to see the one that has enabled me to get there. It's Jesus that's going to make it heaven for me. But I've come to tell you, I want to see that river of life. I want to see that tree of life. I want to see the loved one that's gone on, but I want to see the Lord. And by the grace of God, we're going to see him. And this ain't fake news. Yes. I don't know how it's going to be, but the Bible said there'll be 12 manner of fruit, one for each month, by the tree of life. Yes, how did they know who Moses and Elijah was? They had been dead hundreds of years, but they knew who they were.
Yes, sir.
I heard Brother Tommy Gandy, I don't know if any of you know him or not, knew him. Preached one time, preached for us a number of times. And he said, when I get there, said, I may be walking down the streets of gold and I see Brother Schubert. And I may just stop and visit him for about 500 years. That seemed like a little long to hang around on it. We cannot imagine that. Now, you, some of you, probably ladies, especially, am I going to have gray hair? I don't know, but I can tell you this. It won't matter, because whatever it is, we're going to be overjoyed and shouting the joys and the praises of the Lord. Can I just say to you now, we can walk up to one another and say, brother, we made it. We made it. We made it. We made it. I want to tell you, young person, you're too far on the journey. Elder person, you've come too far to even think about looking back. Or quitting now. This ain't fake news. I've come to tell you, hang on a little while longer. It really is going to happen. And we're going to be so grateful and so thankful that if we hung in there and that we kept going a little while longer, a little further, and we said, I ain't going to quit. I've got to make it. Let the scoffers mock and let them laugh. There's an old saying, he who laughs last laughs the loudest. And I promise you one thing. There will not be one individual that'll say, I wish I'd have quit and did that. Mm-hmm. But there will be a lot of them that will wish I'd have stayed in it. I wish I'd have stayed in the church. Yes. You say, preacher, it's hard. And I've heard people say it's hard. The hardest part of living for God is making up your mind, deciding, I'm here. It does not mean you are now nor ever will be perfect. You're not, never will be. As long as we're in this flesh. But it does mean we make regular trips to the altar somewhere. It may not be this altar, but it can be in the woods. It can be at your kitchen. It can be somewhere in the bedroom. It does not matter. But what matters is, Micah said it well, don't rejoice against me, O my enemy. When I fall, I shall arise again. And when you stumble, you say, God, I'm sorry. And the Bible said he is faithful and he is just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all of our sin. Hang in there. This ain't fake news. It's reality. Heaven is real. And we're going there someday if you just won't quit. Yes.
I'm talking to this preacher.
You know, one of the hardest things in the world is laying a loved one to rest.
That I'm listening to.
It's, and Dr. Norman Vincent Peale, in his book, The Power of Positive Thinking, he said this, there are some things that's going to bring tears. You cannot help that. Can you imagine not ever being crying again? You don't get too big to cry. You don't get too tough to cry. That doesn't make you a sissy. God loves those tears. Tears to a child of God is simply like rain falling on dry ground. It breaks that ground up and keeps it from being hard and matted and makes it soft and pliable. When you weep before God, God can mold you. God can make you into something that he wants you to be. But when we reach that heavenly city, the Bible said he, not they, he is going to dry every tear. And you won't need tear ducts, because there'll never be another tear shed. There'll never be any more pain. That old enemy called death that robs us of our loved ones and robs us of our camaraderie, he's going to be in that bottomless pit with the devil and his angels. I've come to tell you, there won't be any dying there. There won't be any pain there. And this is not fake news. This is reality.
Amen.
I used to, when I was a kid, I'll tell you a funny story before I tell you that one. Our great-grandson-in-law was talking. I don't remember if Sister Hubert Hyatt came about. She, something she did when she was in the first grade. And she said she got to thinking about it. She said, that's been a long time ago. And she got to thinking about it. And she said, that's been a long time ago. Mm-hmm. That's been a long time ago. That's been 80 years ago. And when she told me that, I said, babe, that's almost a century. You're looking at a man that's almost a century old. That's amazing. I mean, when you think of it in those terms, that's a long time. I don't know how it's going to work, but somewhere God's got the fountain of youth. You see, when I have orders today, before we even came over here, I had orders. Do not go up and down those steps. And you see, every time for the last several times I've been here, thank you, sir, one of the young men rushes to help me up the steps. I'm not quite that feeble yet. It's really amazing. One time I was told not to go up and down the steps, Brother Crosswhite, and then he's the one that fell. We've laughed about that. I'm the old guy. And he's the young one, and he's the one that fell. I've got a good friend that I helped kind of raise him. Was real friends with my son. He was in Bible college, and he was preaching one night as he was one of the Bible scholars. And he started to go up the steps, and he just fell back down on the floor. And he got up, and he looked at the audience. He said, "Now that I've got your attention, let me preach to you." That's pretty quick thinking. But let me tell you something. I won't need somebody to hold my hand when I go up the steps there, because these legs are going to be strong again. Can I tell you, I don't know what kind of problem you've got today, ladies and gentlemen, but I come to tell you, this is reality. How much stronger can you get than by the word of the Lord? And the apostle said, "I tell you by the word of the Lord." Can I tell somebody today, maybe you're in the valley, maybe you're in the worst trial you've ever had, this too is going to pass. Every storm that's ever come on the scene of this world, it's had a beginning, but it's also had an ending, and the storm is going to pass by. The sun's going to shine again, and the trumpet's going to sound, and this ain't no fairy tale. It is reality. So whatever you do, grab a hold of the horns of that altar and say, "Devil, I may stumble and I may fail, but by the grace of God, I'm going to get up and I'm going to try again. I'm coming back to church. I'm going to stay in the church. I'm not going to be a hypocrite, and I'm not giving up. I'm not quitting." And we can say, "Amazing grace, my chains are gone. The grace of God that's brought you this far, it will get you the rest of the way."
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
This ain't fake news, folks. It's real. When you look at an individual that's been in church a long time, and a lot of times they look like, boy, they never have a problem. They're human. Humans have problems. That's just the way it works. That's life. And how have they? I had a young lady ask me a few months ago, "Brother Schubert, how do you keep wanting to go to church and stay in church?" I've never thought about it. You know what? I just get up. I know when it's church time, you go to church. Nobody has to tell me when it's time to go to bed. I've always been a morning person. I mean, when I was young, I've been always a morning person. And some people are not. They're evening persons. But nobody ever, my mother, when I was single and at home, she never had to tell me to get up and go to work. I knew when it's time to go to work, you get up and go to work. Isn't that the way it is with most of you that have a job? What happens if you don't go to work? Why do you even go to work? There's that little old thing that we call a check. And you say, "I don't have any faith." Let me dispel that theory right now. You do have faith, or you wouldn't go to work. You got faith that whoever it is going to pay you somewhere. You're working on a credit. But you get up, whatever you get paid Friday or every 2 weeks or once a month, whatever it is, you get up and go to work and you thinking they're going to pay me. Can I tell somebody? I'm working on a payday. And this payday is going to be the payday of all paydays when I see him. And by the grace of God, when I hear him say, "Well done, well done, thou good and faithful servant," but I've got to stay in the fight if I'm going to hear those words. These are true words by the word of the Lord. And I got to share this with you. How many people got here that's on Social Security? I'm not trying to embarrass you. You know, I'm one of those. And Does anybody watch YouTube besides me? Well, a few of you. How many of you? No, please, don't raise your hand, because I would not want to embarrass anybody. For the last couple of months now, there is everything in the world on there about Social Security. Most of it is pro. There is one post that says, increase in Social, $5,300 and something a month. Wouldn't that be great if we got that? That's as phony as a $3 bill. And if you believe that, you have a problem. There, all the time, stimulus checks, the fourth stimulus check coming. I've asked the question to my wife, what happened to 2 and 3? I never saw those. We're talking about fake news. You're going to get a stimulus check. I saw one recently, $6,000, $8,000, and this guy's smiling real big. Child, let me tell you, that's as phony as it can be. That's fake news. But when they say it's going to be a sad day, that's probably pretty good reality. But let me tell you, when God said it, as I go away, I'm going to come again, and I'm going to receive you unto myself. That where I am there, you may be also. Can I tell you, you may be facing a tremendous trial. Hang on a little while longer. It's all going to be over, and you won't even have to worry about Social Security or any kind of security. You've got the securest thing in the world when you've got God. Hang on to God and let him be and sit on the throne of your life and be the king of your life, because if you allow God to control your life, you're going to be one happy man and woman when you hear him say, enter into the joys of the Lord. This ain't fake. That junk. I know of one famous newscaster that lost his job because he reported something that just flatly was not true. You see the thing now. Get a good story. Years ago, when we lived on the coast, somebody wrote and asked the Houston Chronicle, why don't you print good news? This was their response. They said, good news will not sell. Bad news sells. Good news crawls. Bad news flies. Let me tell you something, folks. They'll tell you anything. It's amazing. But this, he said, I'm telling you by the word of the Lord. So what I'm preaching and telling you today, it ain't coming from some used car salesman. It ain't coming from some politician. It's coming from the throne of God through a man of God. And when God said it, you can go to the bank on it, because it's going to happen. And it's going to happen like the Lord said. And this ain't phony. And it ain't fake. And in fairy tale, it's reality, and it is going to happen. Oh my. Be no pain. We're going to leave old Arthur behind. He may visit you pretty regular. He ain't going with you. Lumbago's going to be lumbago. He's going to be begging, but he's got to stay behind. That migraine headache, I've never had one of those, but my wife has, and I've dealt with people that's suffered with those things. Guess what? You won't ever have another one. And that headache that lives next door to you, he's probably going to be left behind too. It's amazing. But folks, I know this sounds, it's Brother Schubert, how can that be? Well, I don't know. I don't know how God does the things he does now. I read a long time ago in the paper, there were three major universities that said this. They did a survey, and the people that wrote it from three major universities. I'm not talking about Panola. I'm talking about major, major universities. And their quote was, "We don't know how it works, but people that give, they get. And people that don't give, they don't get." I don't know how God does it. Have you ever had somebody to walk up to you and say, "I don't know why I'm doing this, but I just felt the need to do it"? My brother-in-law who died a few years ago said one time, and he was a preacher in another denomination, but he lived for God. But he said, I was really, really going through something. And he said, and their kids were small. And he said, I prayed one, we were fixing to leave on a trip. And he said, I was praying. I said, "God, do you even know where old John is?" John was his name. And they went and they stopped, I believe, if I remember correctly, it was a little town of Buffalo over the way. They went in a cafe and he said, "We'd never been in there before." Talked like they were the only ones in there then. Ordered, got their meal, and a little bit the waitress came back and picked up their ticket and said, "Your meal's been paid for." And he said, "We didn't know anybody even in that town." And he said, "Well, we don't know anybody here. Who paid for it?" And they looked and there was a lady standing in the door to the kitchen. And motioned her and said, "Did you pay for our meal?" She said, "Yes." He said, "Do you know us?" She said, "No." He said, "Why'd you pay for our meal?" She said, "I don't know. But something told me," said, "pay for those people's meal." And he thanked her. And she walked back. And he said, "God spoke to me," said, "I just want you to know I know where you are." Can I tell you, you may think, "God, where in the world are you? Do you know where I am?" God knows exactly where you are. God knows exactly what you're going through. God knows exactly what the problem is. And furthermore, God knows how to fix the problem or to get you through that problem. I've come to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, this ain't fake news. This is reality. And the Lord is going to come back. And it could be just any day. Can I tell you, let's stand and let's thank him for that beautiful and that blessed hope that we have in the Lord. Let's praise him. Let's worship him.
Because he is worthy. He is worthy.
He is worthy. He is worthy of our praise. This ain't fake news. We're going to heaven. We're going to lay this old robe down and take up a robe of righteousness. Whatever ailment you've got, you're going to leave it. Can you imagine that day? Suddenly, all of a sudden, boy, you're just going to feel good. Some of you, that's hard to even imagine, isn't it? It's amazing. Give us a song, Sister Christian.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. It's going to be soon and very soon, we are going to see the King.
Oh, soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah. Oh, we're going to see the King.